Being the only one home.
You're getting zero for the ones we don't try.
Just being myself.
Back and they're gonna take 3% interest or 5%.
Bill Sandy said, what can I do?
Okay, we'd like to welcome everybody out tonight to our council meeting, December 6th, 2021. The first item on the agenda is public comment. Prior to that, I have a question for the council. We have a member that's absent and she would like to participate by phone. We didn't advertise participation. Does the council want to include her on the phone?
I think under the circumstances, I would be okay with it.
If she still wants to do it, I'm.
Go.
If I can pull it off.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
That's enough.
I don't worry about it.
We'll see if we can get her on the line. If that'll work. See how I didn't make that decision?
See, there you go.
I like it.
Didn't have to.
She might not answer.
Don't answer there, take care.
Hello, Barb.
Hey Barb, we're in our meeting and we were wondering if you'd like to participate by phone.
Well, I appreciate you calling. I think I'm just gonna pass and ask to be excused this time.
Okay, well, hope you feel better.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye, Barbara.
Okay.
Thanks for checking. Appreciate that.
That's all we can do, huh?
That's right.
Okay, this first item on the agenda is public comment. That's for anything that's not, doesn't appear on the agenda. Is there anything that needs to come before the council tonight?
Do you want me to come up there?
I do, and I want you to state your name. We have Tristy taking the minutes back there.
Cool.
Sorry, Mary.
That's okay.
I forgot. Last time I didn't remind you, I didn't ask. This time I found somebody because it was something going on.
Pam Skinner. And I just want to thank John and Stephanie for serving our town so well in the last 2 years, 4 years?
Four.
10 years? For the last several years and the differences you guys made and making the town as great as it is. And my hopes are that the future council members will continue our vision of having Daniel be a little different than the rest of our valley, all the rest of our valley, that we could be unique and have a little elbow space to do what we like to do without being on top of each other. So thank you again for your service, and for the future council members, please maintain the course. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment tonight?
Is there any other public?
There's a few here. Okay, the next item on the agenda is town ordinance 2021-1206, and that's regarding our meeting schedule. Everybody have a chance to review that? And do you want me to go ahead and read that? At this point? Okay. The short title is 2022 Daniel Town Meeting Schedule. The purpose of the ordinance is to adopt a 2022 meeting schedule for the Daniel Town Council, Planning Commission, and Board of Appeals. Being ordained by the governing legislative body of the town that meetings will be held at the Wasatch County Services Building located at 55 South, 500 East, Conference Room B, Heber City, Utah, and or potential electronic meetings. Except for the September meeting, which will be held on the second Monday of the month due to federal holidays. The monthly town council meeting shall be held on the first Monday of each month at 6 o'clock p.m. Daniel Planning Commission meetings will be held on the third Wednesday of each month at 7 o'clock p.m. The Board of Appeals will meet on the first or second Tuesday of each month at 7:00 as needed. So if we have an appeal, that's when those come in. The published schedule is subject to change by town officers due to unforeseeable circumstances and will expire on December 31st, 2022. Any town officers are hereby authorized to provide notice of the schedule, meetings, meeting cancellations, and/or meeting date changes, and agendas for such meetings in accordance with the laws of the state of Utah. A copy of the schedule is attached to this ordinance. And of course, the state code regarding that is Title 10, Chapter 3, Part 5.
Just one correction.
Yes.
It's except for the September meeting, but we also have the July meeting where we'll be meeting on the 11th instead of the 4th. So I'd like to add that in, except for the July and September meetings.
And July? So the meeting dates will be as follows. All meetings will be held in the Wasatch County Services Building located at 55 South, 500 East. Conference Room B. The down council meeting dates will be the first Monday of every month except for September, and we'll put in July due to federal holidays, which will be held the second Monday of the month. Those meeting dates will be January 3rd, February 7th, March 7th, April 4th, May 2nd, June 6th, July 11th, August 1st, September 11th, October 3rd, November 7th, and December 5th. That's when the council will go. Yes.
September 11th is a Sunday, so it's actually the 12th.
Okay, we'll fix that to the 12th.
You. Just because I'm looking at the calendar.
Yeah. Deal.
A smart one.
Okay, the town planning commission dates. Anyone requesting to be on the agenda for the following date should submit their request to the planning department no later than the first of the month in which the meeting will be held. So that gives us time to get the reports ready. Those dates will be January 19th, February 16th, March 16th, April 20th, May 18th, June 15th, July 20th, August 17th, September 21st, October 19th, November 16th, and December 21st. Town Board of Appeals will be the first or second Tuesday of each month as needed at 7:00. And the meeting room will be announced. Since we don't schedule that, we only hold them as needed, so the room won't be scheduled for that. So they'll be in this building, but we may be in a different conference room when that comes up. In compliance with the American Disabilities Act, individuals needing special accommodations to attend any of the scheduled meetings should notify the recorder, Mary Snyder. She probably won't be here next year, but that number will remain active at least one day prior to the meeting. Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we adopt Daniel Ordinance DO 2021-12-06, Daniel Town meeting schedules for 2022 with the corrections that we have just noted.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Discussion? We had it as we were going through it? Oh. Okay, we'll call for the vote. We'll do a roll call, starting with Stephanie.
Stephanie, aye. Mary, aye.
John, aye.
Harry, aye. Okay, I will pass down this signed sheet. Please initial in the correct area and get that back to me. Okay, that will take us to item number 3, which is the Bush Family Farm. Conditional use for review and signature. That's been included in your packets. It's come back from legal. They stiffened the fire restriction to have more pull on that. Thank you. Regarding legal about the fire. There was a lot of, they were worried about that. Anybody have any other items that they've seen in there? Are we ready to sign as a town? You see the Bushes have signed that.
What a nice thing to have in our town. Period.
Yeah, I think that was quite a deal there getting through that. So this is for the conditional use. If there's no corrections or additions, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the Bush Family Farm business and with the conditions and all that's needed for the compliance.
Okay, super. I have a motion. Is there a second?
I second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Thank you, Stephanie. Is there any discussion?
Hello, Moto.
First of all. Okay, seeing none, we'll call for the vote. Again, starting with Stephanie.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
John?
John, aye.
Eric, aye. Okay, we'll go ahead and initiate that document, get it signed, so that they can start their program for the next coming year. Okay, next item is business licenses for the town of Daniel. We have no new licenses, but we have some renewals this
hello, month.
We have Connor Heating and Air, Coleman Trucking, Jill's Hairstyling, Computer Nerds, and Grady Enterprises. We've had no complaints on any of those businesses, and it's time for their renewal. I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we renew Connor Heating and Air, LLC, Coleman Trucking, Jewels, Hairstyling, Computer Nerds, and Grady Enterprises.
Okay, have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, call for the vote. Starting with Stephanie.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
John, aye.
Eric, aye. Okay, those stand. Get those mailed out. All right, that takes us to item number 5. We're doing awesome. Daniel Municipal Water. Is there any issues that need to come before the town council tonight regarding the water company? We are having more meters fill, so we're effectively reaching the end of those battery lives that Ryan had talked about. So I think this time we had 17 meters that went read. So effectively that just increases, and I imagine the cold weather will have another effect on that.
So
on those batteries.
So is this next month that the new council's gonna have to address that, or?
Yeah, and I think we still have some under warranty. And so they'll bring us that warranty, but then that warranty still runs out at the same time. But we do have some of those meters. I don't think Ron Lish has been here yet regarding installation of the new ones we have, the 6, plus we have 2 meters that was for the church and the school that haven't been put in either. We're on the schedule.
Oh, boy.
It's a familiar tune nowadays.
Here we go. We're on the schedule.
Familiar tune. Okay, does anybody have anything else for Daniel Municipal Water?
There is some testing that Drinking Water has notified us about that they want done, but nothing dramatic. We're working on that.
Okay.
Mainly the disinfection byproducts have to be tested every 3 years, and we're due this year. Big report or a small report, but it's doing, we're doing it.
Okay. On the one they sent out, that one's been done, hasn't it?
Yeah, I believe we've done one. We have to do some more. Anyway.
Okay.
Is that due before the end of this year or by the first part of this coming year?
To be honest, I didn't read the details of the email, but we'll.
Or just this winter.
notified we needed to do it, then we'll get that tested either here in December or
January,
whenever it's due.
The springs are doing great. I mean, we get a little bit on the screens. It's a once a week you have to go there, so that's what we're doing. Okay, anything else on Daniel? Okay, Storm Haven. You know, Storm Haven water. I think.
Same thing, we've had some lead and copper that we need to test. So we'll be setting up the protocol. We need to have 10 homes that we're gonna test quarterly next year because of some high results. Not a big deal, but there'll be additional testing.
Okay.
And when I looked in the hole, it looks like that leak is back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it only appears in cold weather, just like roofs that only leak in the rain.
I see. Well, that's too bad, because it was dried up for a long time. I thought we'd had it, so. I still haven't been up to put in those T-posts around the well. I'm planning on doing that still, though. I'd like to get them in place.
Have we got anybody who applied for the water position?
We've had a little bit of interest this week with people calling, but nobody has applied. Okay. That takes us to item number 7, approval of council meeting minutes. Everybody got a copy, had a chance to review them. I had some changes I would like to make, but I read mine, and I think Mary brought you a copy of that. Mine.
Eric, item number 3.
Yes.
Didn't you say that?
I don't think I said I believe. I don't think anybody's qualified to say what I believe in the minutes.
The words you used were in my opinion, but if you don't want that in there, I have no objection to removing it.
Then in item number 4, with the advice of counsel, our legal counsel, to make sure that that's... And then we had, let's see, the next change I had was in item number 8. Midway through, Stacy Kohler asked if trailer park was in compliance with the health department regulations, and Mayor Bunker explains. I think we need to stop there and then start over with the sentence, or you have to start over. Daniel Municipal Water, number 9. Third sentence down. Daniel Municipal Water currently has 55 points, which is fewer than last year, as we have submitted our annual consumer confidence report. Again, I'd like to stop it here and then start a new sentence. We have submitted our annual, because it makes it sound like we didn't do it last year.
But the reason that the points were taken off is because we did submit them.
But this sentence makes it sound like we did submit last year, and that's the reason that the points are down, the way I read that. So I'd like to change that. Do we need to vote on the change, or?
No.
Okay.
Unless someone objects.
Yeah, okay. The next one down was explained the DIC. It's on 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth row down. Agreed to pay these charges in regards to the use of the town's right-of-way, and we're not charging for the use in the town right-of-way, we're charging for the inspections within the town right-of-way. So it's just a clarification of what those charges are for, to make sure that we're not charging somebody for using the right of way, which I think we can't do, but it's for those inspections within that right of way. So that was the change there. Last full sentence, it will be continuously monitored to be sure it continues to work. I just wanted to take out continuously, because we're not there all the time. It will be monitored. Page 5. Avoid any snow pushing problems. I want to change problems to operation. We can leave problems. I just like to squeeze operation in there. And then number 12 is the recorder's office. Ms. Snyder has refused to attend the meetings or take minutes. It's not clear what she's doing since she has not posted the office hours. I'd like to strike that entire sentence. And those are my corrections. Entertain a motion. If nobody has any other corrections or additions.
I make a motion that we accept the town council meeting minutes from November 1st with the changes that have been noted.
Okay, have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Discussion on the motion. None? Okay, call for a vote. Stephanie?
Aye.
Mary, aye.
John, aye.
Harry, aye. Minutes are approved.
Oh, God, we're getting through this.
We'll get them put on the website, posted. Okay. The next one is the recorder's office. We have that in your packet. The warrants for the month. If everybody had a chance to review those, we can take a minute and go over those. I'm not gonna mess up these papers. Get yelled at for that. We have the computer nerds on there. You'll see that one. It's an annual billing. He tried to get that done once a year. A lot of that had to do with the water company. When they would read the meters, they would take the readings back to Chris, and he would download those on the computer. It was costing $75 every time that happened. Since you guys have had Shelly doing that, she's been doing the uploads. So that $75 has gone away. But we do still use Chris a lot on a lot of things. Like I said, this month we've had Ron Executive here on there with their monthly fee. We've used them this month, and they'll be used quite a bit next month as we set up the emails and rotate everybody in through the new administration. So he'll be busy next month also. You can see TO Engineering planning is $3,238. We have engineering, $1,800. Election results, 2081 for the Wasatch Way for advertising. We have this Morgan pavement. So that was our paving that happened here this summer with some of those sunken crossings. And then they did the crack seal project. It's $34,500. I believe that was in June authorized. And so they give us a bill there. Completed. You have Shelly's blue stake hours, reading the meter reads, and my public work hours. And then you have council, Mary Schneider's, the planning commission, and Carrie Stevens has resigned, so she's done. She's moving, things are happening. Okay, on the Daniel Municipal Water is the CenturyLink, Heber Light and Power for the power. We have Kentech Ford for sampling, and TO Engineering for the sampling, and the engineering on that. You have Shelley's wages for the secretary there. And then Stormhaven, we have Dominion Energy. You can see that was put on a credit card, just paid with a credit card on your warrants. Heberline Power, and then, of course, these are the sampling that's taking place on that. For a total on Stormhaven of $1,194.51. Any questions on the warrants? Entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we accept these warrants for approval on November 2021.
Okay, I have a motion on the table. Is there a second? I'll second it so we can have a discussion. Okay, discussion.
Well, we didn't approve the Snyder October warrants last month, and I'm not going to approve them this month.
One thing I want to mention, where Eric has been mayor pro tem, he hasn't even been accepting those wages. Hell, it's almost a wash with what Mary's charging, and she's still doing it. So, of course, everything's going to change next month with the new mayor, and they'll be doing what they will, and new council members. But what a mess. What a mess. That's all I can say. It just wasn't right. But where Eric's not, hasn't even been paying it, we're worried about money. Well, right there. That's a wash right there. That'd take care of hers. But, you know, there might be some legal problems that end up costing us more than what those wages are. So, anyway, that might be scenarios.
More discussion?
What a shame.
The job title is clerk recorder. There's a clerk side of it, and there's a recorder side of it. The recorder side of it includes attending meetings, taking the minutes, producing the minutes. All of that is involved, and she has declined to do it. Again, she's not here again tonight, so I suggested that maybe we could negotiate with her, that the mayor would negotiate with her. Did you take an opportunity to talk to her about that?
I did.
And?
She doesn't feel like she needs to negotiate now. She feels that in the interest of moving things forward, she would accept $1,800 a month. That's the $200 she says that the planning gets their secretary doing the minutes. She thinks that in the interest of moving forward, she would take that if the council was so inclined to that. And I got to be honest, I didn't even see that till I was looking at the minutes, and I didn't even realize that that was your motion for me to go do that. So that just happened after Saturday. But we did have that conversation, yes.
Well, I think that's more than fair. But that gets us into the next year, and new mayor and new council can do whatever needs to be done and go from there.
Okay, more discussion?
Can the public comment? No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a comment.
Why not?
Why not, right? I don't disagree with just letting it go.
Pam, will you say your name?
Oh, sorry.
Trustee doesn't know.
But as a citizen of Daniel, I have quite a bit of heartburn about her holding an axe over the town's head. There I said it. It's old news now, bygones be bygones, but well remembered for me personally, that this did not feel good. This was not the right thing to do, in my opinion.
Thank you, Beth.
So noted.
And everything that led up to it.
It's, okay. You said it well, it's a mess, and it's very unfortunate, but as a town, I feel like the town has been held hostage by her.
Okay, thank you, Beth. All right, any more discussion?
I made an offer last month to pay her $1,500 a month that I thought was fair. I think that's very fair. And I'd like to put that back out on the table. I think she should be paid something.
Okay, any more discussion?
She's made the offer of $1,800. And it's a wash with taking care of it, and I think we ought to move on and accept that to avoid any other
All right.
stuff that's going on with this thing.
Would Okay, we'll go ahead. Any more discussion? Call for the vote. Stephanie? Mary?
Nay.
John?
Aye.
Eric, aye. Motion does not carry. Okay. Is there an alternative motion?
Volunteer your mayor's wages if you didn't accept to go to her.
Eric declined his wages when he took over the mayor, so this shouldn't even be a discussion.
In addition, our state, our town code indicates that he can only accept the higher salary position.
Of one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I do appreciate Eric not accepting the money, but by code it was outlined that way. I'd like to point out that I did do the CDBG minutes as well. We need to approve those tonight, but that was another thing that the clerk's position should be done.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do those. They are in your packet. So we did post those because of some posting requirements, and then we'll come back to this in just a second. So entertain a motion to approve those. Or guess ratify them.
I would like to move that we approve the first CDBG public hearing minutes of November 1st, 2021.
Okay, have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Discussion.
What phone?
Seeing none, call for the vote. Stephanie?
Aye.
Mary? Aye.
John? Aye.
Eric? Aye. Okay. Those minutes are approved, and they are already posted, so. Okay, I do have a couple of letters regarding the clerk. I would like to read them at this time. First one is from Todd Gartfried, who is the attorney for the League of Cities and Towns. And I wrote him and asked him his opinion on this. The information I can provide in this case is general and somewhat limited. The league can't allow me to provide really specific language, legal advice in matters like this. The general rule and law has always been that the council controls the powers of the purse, so to speak. They have the power to decide how the money is spent by the town. However, there are cases where those decisions create liability for the town. It feels to me like they may be headed down that road. If the appointment of the town clerk is yours and the town council has not been given the power to fire the clerk somewhere in your ordinances, their refusal to pay her seems to me like it may be creating liability for the town and potentially beyond just her salary. If the council is going to refuse to pay her, they may want the advice of legal counsel before they head down that road.
Did you let him know that she had resigned?
Yes.
Okay.
And that somebody was going to do it for free?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it does.
The appointment comes from the mayor with the advice and consent of the council. The council can't appoint somebody. That resides with the appointment of the mayor. And I don't know why you guys can't figure that out.
Well, I don't know why you didn't let him do it for free.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't matter.
This shouldn't even be talked about.
So, Jill, will you tell her your name so she can get you on the record?
Honor.
Mayor, we have not refused to pay her.
You just did.
No. Negotiate the salary.
We did negotiate. That didn't go. So I wrote our attorneys based on that first letter, and so I'll read their letter to you. On September 24, 2021, Mary Snyder submitted a voluntary resignation from her appointment as town clerk. 1 week later, Councilmember Eric Bunker began serving as mayor pro tem for the town of Daniel. Upon commencement of his official duties as mayor pro tem, Mr. Bunker approached Mrs. Snyder and asked if she would be willing to continue serving as a town clerk for a temporary period until a replacement successor could be appointed in her stead. You don't need to type all this, Tristy, I'll give you a copy. Sorry, I should say that. Ms. Snyder agreed to temporarily serve as the new town clerk until the new town clerk was appointed and immediately resumed her official duties as town clerk. Despite Ms. Snyder's work for the town council voted to withhold payment of Ms. Snyder's monthly salary for her services as town clerk during the month of October 2021. Ms. Snyder has continued to perform her duties as town clerk. but her monthly compensation for her services on behalf of the town continues to be withheld. The questions presented, given her voluntary resignation and then subsequent resumption of the town clerk duties, is Mary Snyder legally entitled to continue payment of her monthly salary for her services as town clerk? And number two, what are the legal consequences or liability, if any, does the law provide against a municipal officer's refusal to render monthly compensation to an individual who is legally entitled to hold and maintain her appointment to the office of town clerk? Those are the two questions I asked. Under the Daniel Municipal Code, the office of town clerk is an appointed office as provided by the town code, how to appoint. Lies slowly with the town mayor. The town mayor pro tem, although no person may be appointed to serve as a town clerk without the advice and consent of the town council, the power to nominate in state and fill such offices is vested exclusively with the mayor under both state and federal law. This also means that only the mayor has the power to declare or fill the vacancy in the office of town clerk. Only the mayor has the power to remove or terminate a duly appointed individual from serving as town clerk, unless otherwise controlled by statute. Observe the Utah Supreme Court, the power to suspend or dismiss is apparent to the power to appoint. That's in Hutchison versus Cartwright. Thus, when an individual is appointed by an official, the office is held during the pleasure of the authority making the appointment, and no notice or charges or hearings are required for the suspension or removal of the authority of that appointing officer. Pursuant to Town Code 161C, the Utah Code, and the Utah Code 10-3-9-16-4, all appointed officers shall continue in the office until their successors are appointed and qualified. Therefore, unless a person serving as a town clerk has either A, been terminated or removed from office by the mayor, voluntarily resigns and refuses to perform additional services pursuant to his or her appointment to the office, the duly appointed individual is entitled to continue serving as a town clerk until such a time when the replacement successor has been appointed in his or her stead by the mayor. Under Utah Code, the town clerk is entitled for compensation for his or her services in such capacity. The town code affirms this salary. Entitlement specifically provides that the town clerk shall be paid. Accordingly, so long as a person serving as a town clerk has not been terminated or removed from office by the mayor, or voluntarily resigns and refuses to perform any additional services pursuant to her or his appointment to the office, the town is legally required to pay the duly appointed person his or her monthly salary as a town clerk. As Utah Code unequivocally mandates, the compensation of all officers shall be paid. Utah case law likewise affirms that the municipal officer salary may not be terminated so long as that officer is legally entitled to hold and maintain his or her appointment to the office. See Murphy versus Marion County. Noting that the local governing body does not have the power to terminate the salary of an official during his or her elected term, internal citation omitted. Under both state and local law, a municipal officer that refuses to perform any duties is subject to criminal duties and removal of office. Given the mandatory duty devolved upon the town to pay the town clerk's monthly salary, any willful omissions of such duty by a town officer is subject to criminal liability and removal from office. The Utah Code generally defines vacancy as the absence of a person to serve in any position created by statute, whether that absence occurs because of death, disability, disqualification, resignation, or other cause. In order to trigger a vacancy by resignation, Utah case law confirms that the resignation must be unconditional with intent to operate as such. See Argyle versus Wright. To constitute a resignation, it must be unconditional and with the intent to operate as such. There must be an intention to relinquish a portion of the term of office accompanied by the act of relinquishment. In other words, to proffer an actionable resignation triggering a vacancy is to give back, to give up in a formal manner an office, any act or officer by which he declines his office and renounces the further right to use it. Emphasis added. In short, the officer must clearly intend to relinquish the office. A showing of such intention necessarily entails a refusal to thereafter perform the duties devolved upon one's appointed office. It is not shown that he at any time refused to perform any duties as requested by the commissioners. So that's, they're talking about the Argyle versus Wright case. The Argyle court also noted that statutory officer salary is incident to the office, and the right to receive the same is inherent in anyone legally occupying and holding such office. It does not rest with the pleasure or power of any other officer to determine its payment, so long as the incumbent is legally occupying or holding that office. Accordingly, unless it can be shown that a duly appointed officer has rendered an absolute relinquishment of his or her office, such individual is legally entitled to continual payment of the salary affixed by law to that office. The principles enunciated by the Argyle Court clearly apply the issue of continued compensation to Ms. Snyder for her services as town clerk. Although Mrs. Snyder voluntarily resigned, since resignation did not rise to the level of unconditional and absolute relinquishment of the town clerk, This is evident from the fact subsequent to September 24th resignation, she nevertheless agreed to temporarily perform the duties of town clerk until the replacement successor is appointed. It is our understanding that Ms. Snyder has never refused to perform duties devolved upon her as a town clerk, nor has Ms. Snyder declined the office of town clerk and renounced any further rights to its use. Thus, it cannot be said that her September 24th resignation triggered any actionable vacancy, precluding her from being entitled to continued payment of her monthly salary as town clerk. Thus, the town council would be acting beyond their authority if it were to withhold Ms. Snyder's compensation. The conclusion, based on the foregoing discussion and analysis, we conclude as follows. Because of her September 24th resignation did not rise to the level of unconditional and absolute relinquishment of office of town clerk, which is necessary to trigger an actual vacancy in such office, Ms. Snyder is legally entitled to continue payment of her monthly salary or her services as town clerk. Two, the town has a legal duty to pay Ms. Snyder for the monthly salary affixed by town code to the office of town clerk. Three, the duty to pay Ms. Snyder extends to the members of the town council who are authorized to vote upon and approve all compensation and payment of officer salaries. And four, if any officer willingly omits its obligation to pay Ms. Snyder for her services as town clerk, when she is legally entitled to continue occupying or holding that office of town clerk, such omission of legal duty is potentially subject to criminal liability and removal from office. That's our attorneys.
When did you receive that?
December 2nd.
And today is the 6th.
Yes.
And none of us have seen that. You did not share it with us. I want that on the record, that you did not share that with us. There are other statements in that statement from the attorney that are incorrect as well. And I'm not going to argue about it. At this point, I say we pay the woman and thank her for her service, and let's move on.
Is that your motion?
It is.
I have a motion.
Is there a second?
I have a motion and a second. Discussion on the motion. Because I'm pretty dry. I don't want to discuss a lot. That was long. Okay, call for the vote. Stephanie?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
John, aye.
Eric, aye. Motion passes. Did we do all the other warrants except for that in our other motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Ben Probst has been trying to get a hold of Mary. He's emailed her, hasn't gotten his phone.
bit, because we've been trying to get a hold of him. We've been back and forth with emails. So Mary's been emailing him and all the...
I talked to Ben today. He hadn't heard it. He said he hadn't heard anything from it at all.
Well, that's why, probably was why I'm getting CC'd with that. So we are moving forward with the items. She sent them back. We've got them from Polaris, the items that they sent. So she has emailed them to him.
Probably today, because I was trying to
proceed. They went out last Wednesday, I think, for the second time. So that's the second time they've gone out. But we'll follow up with that. So okay. It should be in his, and maybe, I don't know. Ron was having a hard time with the emails, so it took him 2 days to get mine lined out where it would receive.
Yeah.
And so it was doing weird stuff.
Okay. Well, he just happened to come in my office and said he couldn't get
it. Okay. Yeah, we'll follow up with that. Very good. Okay. We are done at the recorder's office. Is that correct? Do we need to go into closed session tonight? No need? Okay. That will take us to item number 10. I did want to let everybody know before we adjourn that there is a tax hearing that's coming for the general fund, county fire district, and parks and recreation. That will be December 14th at 6 p.m. at the county. So all three of those are increases. I don't know if you guys got your notice.
It was in the property tax notice.
Yeah, so anyway, that will happen coming up before we meet again. I wanted you guys to be aware of that. Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
So we did approve for the November meetings, those warrants for November.
Yeah, Councilman Duncan said we did. So.
All right.
So all the warrants are approved, everything on it.
Everything on it. I do need to add quickly before we leave, I did receive Timpanogos Irrigation, $30 invoice came in the mail. Can we add that to the warrants?
Have we put it in the forms?
Okay, yeah, I just got the invoice. Okay. So she hasn't seen this yet. I got it. It went to Chip Turner's address. So I just received that. So we have it for $30. Can we add that to the warrants?
I'll make a motion we add that to the warrants. So stated on the invoice for Tim.
Okay, is that a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, call for the vote. Stephanie?
For the addition, aye.
Andy, aye.
John, aye.
Eric, aye. Okay, we'll include that in the warrant. We'll have her put it in Polaris.
Okay.
Right here in her packet. Okay, item number 10.
I'll make a motion we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Call for the vote. All in favor, Stephanie?
Aye. Mary, aye.
John, aye.
Eric, aye. Thank you all for coming.
God bless you, Lord.
For your service.
May we get through next year?
With the booster?
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You got to get a new system. That's what the literature supports. So that's a good thing.
Why isn't it turning off?
I looked.
Hey, wait, you showed Jeff Jordan there. Yesterday is the Maverick Center. That was fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
He starts his meeting off. He says that he came here for a politically correct comedian. He's such a good fucking long
time. I think I'm just going to invest in this one. Tire brakes.
Well, okay.
Oh, no.
Got through that.
I think it is.
Sticky.
Go.
Oh, sticky.
But
attorney.
Oh, I'm going to do a budget on the 1800.
Nope. I can't get this thing to shut off.
Nope, can't do it.
Tries that, I can't bring myself.
Find another way.
All their folks.
Money taxes, but.
Let's try that.
I'm not very good at this job.
There's a lot going on, huh?